Blog Talk Radio.
Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by the Fitness Buff Show, the leanest, fastest hour on radio. Check it out online at fitnessbuffshow.com and start getting fitter and faster today. Guys, Mr. Skin watches movies so you don't have to. Forget the days of wading through plot and dialogue just to get to the moment where Phoebe Cates pops open her bikini top in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, or when Sherilyn Fenn gets Randy in Two Moon Junction. Mr. Skin, via his website at www.mrskin.com, and his just-released second book, Mr. Skin's Skintastic Video Guide, The 501 Greatest Movies for Sex and Nudity on DVD, can tell you alphabetically exactly how far to fast-forward just to get to the good parts. Skin time, what body parts are exposed, size, skin color, hair color. You get the idea. Mr. Skin is nothing if not thorough. And for those who think there must be a finite supply of these moments, let me just say that today alone, Mr. Skin added 70 new pictures and 21 video clips to his archive. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Mr. Skin, also known as Jim McBride, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, Mr. Media. It's always a pleasure to meet a famous mister. You're right up there with a Mr. Clean, a Mr. Peanut. This is a big thrill for me to rub elbows with another mister.
I must say I feel the exact same. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jim, you were a guest on Howard Stern's morning show recently on Sirius, and he called you a grandmaster of porn. Your parents must have been so proud.
Oh, yeah. As you can imagine, my parents are very proud of me. But in fact, my parents actually, I'm very lucky. I have parents that are very cool. They are the kind of parents that as long as I'm happy, they're cool with what I do for a living. And it's neat. I even have my mom works as a skin turn for MrSkin.com. My parents are retired, and she gets paid to help with data entry for the website.
Now, I understand, right, data entry. She's not watching the movies with you, noting.
No.
Me.
I have a team of 10 people in our content department that go through screeners of DVDs that movie companies provide us, or stuff that we tape off of satellite, or things we rent at Netflix. And they actually have it's a hard job. They have to go through movies, fast forwards through movies to find the nude scenes and chronicle them, grab the pics and clips, associate the actresses to the movies. It's tough work, but somebody has to do it.
Now, how do you interview someone for a job like that? And are they all men?
We have, I think, of our 45 employees, I'd say about 40 are guys and 5 are female. But I think it's more because there's so much tech. There's so much tech involved with running a website this big that you get a lot of males. But, you know, we have writers. Some of our writers are female. So we do have females, but it's definitely a guys club over here at MrSkin.com.
Well, tell us a little bit how mild-mannered Jim McBride became the Internet legend known as Mr. Skin.
Well, as a kid, I had a fascination with celebrity nudity in film. In fact, I remember when I used to look at my dad's old Playboys in the early 70s, I would immediately go to the sex and cinema section. That was my favorite part of Playboy. I mean, I, of course, loved the Playmates, but the sex and cinema fascinated me, that famous people I knew had been naked in film. And fast forward a habit of mine to the early 80s, and I was a senior in high school, and all of a sudden we got cable television and a Betamax at the same time, and it was a meeting of two great technologies. And you got to remember as a kid that growing up and you had ABC, NBC, and CBS, and that was it. All of a sudden, now I had HBO, Cinemax, and Showtime, and to fill all that programming, they had to show, you know, Italian sex comedies, drive-in movies. So I was a kid in a candy store taping as many films as I could every night with my new Betamax, and the next day editing the nude scenes onto other tapes. So I was collecting. I had hours and hours and hours of nude scenes on tape, and I'd categorize them as from TV stars or categorize them for movies from the 70s, however I chose, and I became kind of an expert on it just as, you know, a fan. It was something I collected, and then during the 80s and 90s, as I continued to do it on my own, I was a fun guy at parties or wherever. The guys would always come up to me and, hey, has such and such been naked? I'd say, oh, yeah, 42 minutes into this. And they were blown away that I knew this stuff. And one day in the mid to late 90s, I was in a bar in my hometown of Chicago, and I just happened to be standing next to a guy who had a radio show here. And the topic of female celebrity nudity came up, and some guys were asking me, and I was nonchalant answering the questions, and he thought, my God, this would make for a great radio guest, and he invited me on to his show. We agreed not to use my real name. We came up with Mr. Skin, and next thing you knew, I was on more shows in Chicago, and finally, you know, it started to spread across the country. I never dreamed it would become a popular radio segment where people would call in, ask me actresses. I would tell them off the top of my head if they had been naked, and it did. And then I was thinking, wow, I had nothing to promote. I didn't have a website or anything. I just went on radio shows talking about this stuff, and finally someone heard me on the air in Chicago and said, you know, I'll help you build a website if you want to do it. And I said to him, I'll never forget, what's a website? This is 1998. I didn't even know what a website was. So I started with me and one tech guy, and I launched MrSkin.com on August 10th of 1999. And then, you know, it's grown to today. We have over, I have over 40-some employees, and we get about 6 million visitors a month to MrSkin.com, and it's really one of those things where I had, you know, it wasn't like as a kid I thought, boy, I want to grow up and have a website and be an expert on female celebrity nudity and film. It's just one of those things that just kind of happened, but I couldn't be luckier. The fact that I get to do this for a living and, you know, obviously well paid to do it, it's a dream come true.
Now, did you meet your wife before or after all this happened?
Right when it was starting, I was going on a show in Chicago as a regular guest to talk about, you know, nudity and film and what was coming up on DVD and whatnot. And he had his one-year anniversary show at a bar, and he had me there as a guest as part of a live broadcast. And I actually met a girl at my health club, and I said, why don't you come to this thing? It'll be fun. And she brought a friend who turned out to be my future wife. So she met me. The night she met me, I was Mr. Skin. So she knew what she was getting into, in other words.
So you never had to resort to any subterfuge or anything?
No,
to...
but I, prior to meeting her, I sure did, because, you know, there were times where I would go out with someone and the topic of what you do would come up, and I remember a computer consultant came up a lot in the early days. Until I could feel someone out, no pun intended, I really wasn't about to just throw the Mr. Skin out there and ruin my chances until I felt a little more comfortable.
Well, you know, it as part of the challenge for me in getting ready to interview you, I had to force myself to think back to the first time I saw a woman's breasts in a movie.
Oh.
And I've come up with, I think it was Serpico. And the reason I remember it mostly is I don't remember whose breasts they are, and I'm sorry for the women listening.
You don't have to, because I do. Her name's Cornelia Sharp.
There we go.
Yes.
ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Skin. that was it. I remember it because I had read the book. I loved the book. My dad took me to see the movie. I don't know, I must have been 12, 13, 14. I can't remember what year that was, but
it came out in 73.
There we go. I was 13. Thank you. Thank you. Take a bow. So I remembered being in the movie, and then suddenly there they are. And suddenly my dad puts his hand over my face, and I'm like, knock it off. You know, do you remember the first pair, so to speak?
You know, actually, there's different moments in my life. I remember the situation you just talked about. In 1977, I was 15 years old or 14 years old, and my parents took me to an R-rated movie called I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Oh.
And it was a critically acclaimed movie, and they took me, and 52 minutes in, Kathleen Quinlan's topless, and I remember... I remember that awkward moment where you see breasts and you're sitting next to your parents and then the next day going and telling all your buddies you saw breasts in a movie. So that was one of my early memories. But remember on PBS, you know, you used to watch the public broadcasting because they would occasionally slip in some nudity. I remember I watched I, Claudius in 1976, all like 13 episodes just for the, you know, 19 seconds of nudity. I became an expert on the Roman Empire without just because I was just riveted waiting for Sheila White's topless scene in that. Another thing I remember when Steam Bath with Bill Bixby and Valerie Perrine was aired on public television, she had some nice nude scenes in that, and I remember catching that on public television. So those are my earliest memories of nudity, but I remember looking in Playboys. I saw a ton more prior to ever seeing it on a movie screen or a TV screen.
Well, that's funny. I'm thinking about PBS, and I think probably around the same year that I saw Serpico, Monty Python's Flying Circus was being broadcast in the United States for the first time, and I remember all the guys talking about how funny it was, but also, oh my God, could you believe that you could see those women that breasts.
Yes, exactly. And they would have Carol Cleveland would be on.
Yeah.
She'd show her breasts. And you're right. Well, you know, it was that was the great thing about public television, especially, you know, to a kid now, probably wouldn't be a big deal when you have the internet. You have all these different ways to see, you know, to see girls naked. But boy, when we were kids, it was tough. I mean, you only watch National Geographic or look at National Geographic so much for your nude scene.
Now, from a sociological point of view, and we won't spend a lot of time on this, but as much time as you've spent in pursuit of seeing naked actresses and movies, any idea why we're so attracted to that? Is it the whole forbidden fruit? Is it just...
Well, I think the biggest thing is I compare it this way. Just for people personally, who are the people you most want to see naked in your life? It's always people you know. You work in an office, you see a girl works at your office, you see her all the time, she's beautiful. Most guys are thinking, God, I'd love to see her naked. It's because she's familiar to them, they know her, they see her all the time. You see a girl that you get coffee every morning, she works back there and she has a great breast, let's say, and you think, boy, I'd love to see her nude. Well, think about celebrities. They're with the way media is, and Mr. Media, you would know this, the way things are, I mean, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, they almost are a part of people's lives. They're on every television show. You see them in the magazines. You hear about them from other people. You feel like you know these celebrities like you know people in your real life. I'm not saying it's the same, but it's the same type of feeling that you feel like you know Jennifer Aniston, you feel like you know Angelina Jolie because you just are inundated with information on them, and I think because of that, it adds another level of excitement to want to see them naked just like you do someone in your personal life, and I really believe that. I think that because of the familiarity, and I always say that, what would you rather see, Angelina Jolie naked or someone as hot as her that you don't know and never heard of, everyone would take Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we'll have to wait for that someone to do that office website, the girls in your office who you always wanted to see naked.com.
Yeah. Well, that would be a pretty extensive database, I can tell you that.
Is there a Is there a difference between, say, being addicted to porn and just wanting to see celebrity women without their clothes? And I was thinking about this, and I remember years ago, at least from my experience, this would be before MrSkin.com started, picking up a magazine called Celebrity Sleuth.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Celebrity Sleuth magazine.
And, it collected still photos and images much the way you did. But in that situation, it was something that even my wife had to admit that she was a little curious to see who they got each month.
Well, yeah, and I've kind of based MrSkin.com on, in a sense, the Celebrity Sleuth and Celebrity Skin magazines I grew up loving to read in the 80s. And it's the same thing. It's here's a guy, Celebrity Sleuth, who has an incredible collection of pictures and paraphernalia and trinkets or whatever of celebrities. And he, it's almost a monthly basis, would put out a magazine in which he'd talk about different topics and different celebrities. And it gets you interested. If you paint the picture, if you make the people you're talking about sound interesting and give some background on them and some history, it makes it that much more exciting to see them nude. And Celebrity Sleuth is a master at it. I've always been a big fan, always given him a lot of credit as a skinspiration for what I do. And I learned lessons from that exact thing. Is it's more than just throwing pictures up. It's about the information that accompanies it, and we're real big on that at MrSkin.com. That's why we have so many reviews, ratings, articles, interviews, information where you could find what's coming up, all that kind of stuff. When it's combined with the pictures, that's how you have a successful venture, no question about it.
Mm. Do you have, in talk shows, they talk about a big get, you know, like, you know, at one time, maybe... Donald Trump would have been a great get for a certain talk show or something. Mm-hmm. And there's people who you know, just won't do those things. What has been a great get in MrSkin.com? Someone that, you know, people really wanted to see that you found.
Oh, well, like we're always looking for rare out of print stuff where we know, you know, you can't just walk into a Netflix or a Blockbuster and find like some examples. Stockard Channing. Now, you know, you say, I don't really, you know, Stockard Channing, not the hottest girl in the world, but she's pretty famous. People know her from The West Wing and a number of other shows. She did a movie in 1977 called Sweet Revenge, and no one's ever heard of this movie. It's out of print. It only came out for a short time on video, but she has a nude scene 17 minutes in, and I remember when I had the website, I was trying to track this down in the early days of the site, and a few years later tracked it down, and things like that is really fun for me. Another example would be Melanie Griffith did a Israeli movie called Hagan, which translates into The Garden, and she's pretty much naked throughout the whole movie, full frontal, and that's another one out of print, impossible to find. We tracked that down. Victoria Principle did a movie called The Naked Ape that was produced by Playboy, one of the few times they went into the movie production business. And the movie was made, never released, or released very limited at theaters, and I was able to obtain a copy and have that. So stuff like that's really fun, and I could probably name some others, but it'll give you an idea of one of the fun things for me and for the website is we're not only chronicling, you know, the actresses we all know, the Angelina Jolie's and Pam Anderson's and Jennifer Aniston's, but it's all the female celebrity nudity in the history of film, and there's some real obscure stuff out there, and it's fun to find it. The pursuit of it is almost as fun as actually seeing the pics.
Hmm. Now, I saw, as we're having this conversation, there's a new movie in release called Good Luck Chuck with Jessica Alba, who's had an interesting career avoiding being caught naked. She got very upset with Playboy when they put her on the cover in a bikini. And for this movie, the story where I had read, I guess she was talking to someone from Newsday and said, "Did you think I was naked in that movie?" And she insisted that she was always covered up. How big a get would it be to find her?
Well, you know, to say to find her, let's put this way, in this day and age, if Jessica Alba did a movie where she was naked, Everyone would know about it. There's no way that this would be an unknown movie. You know what I'm saying? Because in this day and age, it just wouldn't happen. I think finding out that Jessica Alba is going to do a nude scene from someone on a set and before it came out, that would be huge. But it would be too difficult for her to do a nude scene. It would be sitting there and no one noticed it in the day. Nowadays, it's just impossible. That Good Luck Chuck should have been renamed Good Luck Seeing Jessica in the Buck, because it just doesn't happen, and it's unfortunate. There's about, I'd say, 6 or 7 girls naked in Good Luck Chuck. There's a ton. Nothing from Jessica Alba.
Okay. And what about this? You're a dad. As a matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, your wife had a baby.
Yes.
My daughter whispered to my wife the other day that someone had told her that there were nude pictures of Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical on the Internet.
Yes.
And how do you feel about the inadvertent releases, stuff like that? I mean, that those pictures were not from a movie. And, you know, and then after you think about that for a second, and how will you explain to your own kids one day what you do?
Well, first of all, as far as the Vanessa Hudgens, I always say, if you don't want pictures of yourself naked out on the Internet, don't take pictures of yourself naked. That's number one. My personal business philosophy is we only are chronicling nudity from films or television or video. We don't, I don't sit in a tree and take pictures of actresses and post them at MrSkin.com. We really stay true to the movie database aspect of it, so the Vanessa Hudgens stuff is not something you would find at MrSkin.com. To get to the question of how would I explain what I do to my children, to be honest, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. It's not only a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work, and we treat this, I treat it very serious. I have a great team of people working with me. It's a great place to work. I would have no problem explaining it to my children when the time is right. And if I was doing something that I felt I'm ashamed of or couldn't tell my children, then I probably shouldn't be doing it. So that's really my philosophy. I really wouldn't have a problem telling my kids.
Has any actress ever asked you to remove her image or video?
Yes, we've had... we get letters occasionally, not as many as you'd think, but occasionally we'll get letters from actresses. But I can tell you that 99.9% of the time, they're from no-name, I shouldn't use no-name, but they're from obscure actresses, which maybe search Google and find out that MrSkin.com has pics and clips and a review of their nude scene at our website. And, you know, we'll get contacted by them, but we always point out to them that, you know, we're a database, and that our attorney gets to them right away to make sure they know that what the website's all about. And we've never had, in the over 8 years of running this website, never had any legal trouble as far as movie studios or actresses are concerned. And I think it goes back to, because of how we promote the data, it's we're celebrating the nudity, we're having fun with it, and we're sticking to stuff that, you know, actresses willingly appeared in. It's not like the Vanessa Hudgens thing or the paparazzi pics that you would see all over the Internet.
Have you ever had a Tracy Lords moment where you found out that someone was underage?
Occasionally with especially these European movies and stuff, you'll find out that maybe an actress was 15 or 16 when she was in the movie, but, you know, it's hard to tell right away, and we always remove that stuff. So you know, we try to keep it so that, as best we can, that an actress is at least 18 years old when she does the stuff. It's just the smart thing to do in this business, in the political and business environment today.
You've had a relationship with Stern Show for a while, and you do the Mr. Skin Moment. Mr. Skin Minute. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But you made a real crossover to the mainstream this past summer with a part, not you personally, but the Mr. Skin site, with a part in the movie Knocked Up.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, I received a letter from the attorneys at Universal saying that they're putting a movie out in a year. It was going to be done by the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin. And would I give permission for my website to be used in the movie? And my answer was, how quick can I get this back to you signed? I was very I didn't know how they were going to use it originally, but they said, hey, it's going to be real positive. You'll like it. And I said, you know what? I don't even care if it's negative. Let's do it. So then the movie was made. I heard from people that saw it at a film festival, you're not going to believe the promotion for MrSkin.com in this movie. And then I was able to see a screening in Chicago. I invited a bunch of friends, and there was a screening in Chicago before it came out, and I was just floored, blown away by how just to be associated with a movie this successful, and more important, the actual product placement of MrSkin.com. You couldn't ask for a better product placement in a movie.
Oh, it was amazing. And all the while before, I don't want to give away too much, people haven't seen the movie yet, but all the time that they're building up to where Mr. Skin will be mentioned, anyone who has heard of or seen the site has got to be thinking, they're doing Mr. Skin.
Right.
And
I've had that from a lot of people where they didn't know that the Mr. Skin thing was coming up, and they're watching it thinking, my God, they totally ripped you off. I was so angry. And then they're like, oh, my God, is that great? But I was able to talk to Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen. I was lucky enough to go to the L.A. movie premiere of Knocked Up and then the after party to meet those guys. And they both told me that when they based Seth Rogen's job for the movie on what I do for a living, thinking it would be a funny, number one, it's a funny job to have to tell people that's what you do, but number two, they wanted a website that already existed so that the guys could be trying to duplicate it and later find out that it existed. So my site kind of fit. They wanted a funny business and something that already existed, and it kind of hit it well for them. And I'm so lucky because now on September 25th, yesterday, DVD is in stores, and you know pretty soon it's going to be airing on cable television every day. And as great as the bump was for us when the movie hit theaters, I truly believe that the DVD and the airings on cable and satellite, you know, television are going to be just even better because you're already at home watching it and you just walk over to your computer and check out MrSkin.com. Mm.
That's just an amazing thing. Any movie producers that would like to mention Mr. Media, just give us a call, okay? We'll talk. And how do the movie studios treat you? Tell me if there's any difference between pre-Knocked Up and post. Do they discourage you, or do they actually send you the videos at this point?
No, actually, the movie companies really embrace MrSkin.com, and we keep records. I have over 75 different studios send us screeners of movies before they're out. In fact, I had Knocked Up in here on September 10th, I believe it came in. It was in stores September 25th. It's very common for the great majority of the movie studios to send us stuff because think about it, I get to go on Howard Stern, Mr. Media, many different radio shows to talk about their movies. We don't talk about movies, Disney movies or Gone with the Wind or things that have no skin, but if a movie has nudity, if there's a female nudity, like Good Luck Chuck, that's on the front page of our site today. We get 6 million visitors a month to our site. We're telling you there's six different girls naked in that movie. Unfortunately, not Jessica Alba, but I'm promoting their movie. And in this day and age of all the competition, boy, what a great thing to get mentioned by MrSkin.com for free on the radio and for free at the web. And it's a great promotion for the studios. And in fact, we use TLA Video. If you're at our website and you want to buy Knocked Up, let's say, you can link directly from MrSkin.com to TLA Video, and we're their biggest seller of movies. We move movies. We get people excited about them. And let's face it, a lot of the movies are crummy movies, but we point out that, you know, Alyssa Milano's nude in this movie or Demi Moore's nude in this movie, and it makes guys want to own the movies to check them out. And it's a great vehicle for the movie studios to promote their product.
And I'll just keep you just another minute or two. But you've said in deference to your mother's wishes that you don't list the nudity in Schindler's List.
Well, what I meant by that is we don't have the pics and clips from Schindler's List.
Ah.
We, keeping, you know, from the database standpoint, we do have Schindler's List in our database.
You do.
But it's we don't have the pics and clips. I remember early in a few years back, my mom sent me an email. She saw it at the website. She says, please tell me you won't put pics and clips from Schindler's List. And I said, I will not. I promise you it will not happen. And that's the only example of one where we pulled. But I think that was the right move.
Well, I was going to ask you if there are any other lines that you won't cross. And I had one in mind. I was thinking of the Jodie Foster, the rape scene in The Accused.
You know what? I can't start. We really can't start saying which is, you know, you think of The Accused, but if you think of these B-movies and slasher movies, there's so much more rough stuff in those. And if I have to start screening things based on what I think is wrong or right, that gets into a weird area. So what we do is, if it's a, you know, a movie that has nudity, we'll review it, show the pics and clips, and rate it, and that's the policy. And hey, I don't. There's stuff I have on my website. I can't even watch it. So the scenes are so rough. Some of the stuff you saw in Hostel is pretty tough. But I can't. I didn't want to get into censoring other artists' work, and it just gets too goofy. So we choose not to let. If you don't want to watch it, don't go to that page to check it out. Is how I feel about it.
Well, now I asked you the question, but I actually saw that The Accused was on the site. But I thought it was interesting. Someone had a concern because it does say turn down the sound.
Oh yeah, well yeah, we're definitely have comments about it because it's a rough scene. But that doesn't mean that because it's a rough scene, I want to leave it out of the website. And you know, like I said, The Accused is just in the mainstream if people know about it. We have hundreds and hundreds of movies. I Spit on Your Grave, for one, is a drive-in movie from the 70s that makes The Accused look like a Disney movie. So it's you know, there's movies out there that are very rough, but you know, we, if it has nudity in it, that's what we deal with. And yeah, sometimes it's rough, but you know, most of the time it's enjoyable.
Hey, you
say that.
Joe, sorry. You've indicated in other interviews that you have no interest in doing a male nudity site, but the issue seems to come up more and more often. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't considered a spinoff, and you know.
Well, it sounds stupid, but I don't really do this for the money. I do it because when I was a kid, I was so into this collecting this stuff, and I. You know, when I was collecting it for 15 or 20 years, I didn't make any money doing it, but I continued to collect it and chronicle it and learn about it and read about it, and I didn't do it for the money. And, you know, if I have to wake up at, you know, 2 in the morning to tape and go through a movie because Ernest Borgnine is going to be in his underwear, it just won't be fun. So,
but you can hire people to do that.
I'm giving it. If anyone wants to do a guy nude site, go ahead. I won't stop you. I won't compete with you. So.
All right. So where do you go from here? Hugh Hefner bought Jenna Jameson's Club
yes.
Jenna site a while back. I suspect you've had offers, and with the publicity and the attention you're going to get as Knocked Up goes into DVD, I'm sure that the value of the site only goes up.
Yeah, I think so, and I truly believe some. I've had some inquiries lately about what I would sell this website for, and until someone knocks my socks off, I'm very happy doing this for a living, and you know, I don't really have any plans to sell it. So I can say, as far as the next frontier, or front and rear, if you will, for us, is the, you know, I feel like as far as radio goes, I've done everything I can to, you know, to get the Mr. Skin brand and word out on radio. The internet, obviously, we got that covered. I have books, have a book out in stores this month called Mr. Skin's Skintastic Video Guide, the 501 Greatest Movies for Sex and Nudity on DVD. It's our second book. I think we're off to a good start in the book world. I think the next logical step would be the television side of things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be television in the the network or cable sense. It could be television as far as maybe putting content out there that can be downloaded to your phones or downloaded to, you know, whatever device you have. Mm. And I really think that's going to be the next area that we have to get the Mr. Skin brand into. And I've had tons of offers. I'm sifting through right now how to make that happen. It's kind of pretty amazing what's out there, and it's a learning process for me. But I really think you'll be able to download content from us, pretty cool stuff in the coming years, and I think that'll be a real neat thing for the future. And, hey, it may lead to a TV show. It might not, but I don't even know if TV is the way to go anymore. I think if you could do something that millions of people want to download via the Internet or via their phone, who's to say that's not better than television in the next couple of years anyway?
That's where it all seems to be going.
It seems, yeah. It seems. So we'll see.
Again next week for another Fridays with Mr. Media.